Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The U.S.-China trade war is unlikely to end anytime soon. According to U.S. Dairy Export Council CEO Tom Vilsack, the former ag secretary tells MilkBusiness.com the dispute is less about U.S. trade deficit and more about how China does business with foreign investors. He says foreign companies must first find a Chinese partner, and that partner must have controlling interest in the Chinese portion of the business, including any cutting-edge technology the foreign company brings with it. Vilsack says it's unfair, no question, but the Chinese have political patience and can wait 2 to 6 years. Glenn Smith has been named chairman and CEO of the Farm Credit Administration. FCA has examination and regulatory authority over the farm credit system and constitutes the nation's largest single provider of agricultural credit. With offices in all 50 states and assets over $350 billion, Smith has served as a member of the FCA board as well as a member of the board of directors of the Farm Credit System Insurance Corporation. Growth in the average size of farm operating loans boosted ag lending in the second quarter of 2019, according to the Federal Reserve's Bank Agricultural Finance Data Book. The volume of loans increased 11% over last year, the fastest second quarter growth since 2011. Operating loans continue to comprise the majority of non-real estate farm lending, up over 16%. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.